When was the last time an image grabbed a hold of you and didn't let go? And the only thing that made you snap out of the semi-hypnotic state was your own body hijacking itself to force a blink. I'm your host, Megan Rumler, and in today's audio story, we are talking about powerful still images and the stories behind them.
Tuania lelo ho emi filomen avant ma sola piamdo nyenda bapishutancho avabolo jo.
This is Etienne Owimwanu speaking with UNICEF in 2014. He is the man known to the world as the father of the baby thought to be patient zero in the 2014 Ebola epidemic in West Africa.
From the Owimwanu family, the disease spread, and in just 4 months, 14 graves were filled in this little village of Miliandu, leaving behind a palpable trail of trauma.
Australian photojournalist Daniel Berhulak captured Owimwanu's portrait while covering the Ebola crisis for the New York Times in 2014. The image is a simple portrait of an African man in near darkness. It is Owimwanu's emotions in the photograph that take center stage. Owimwanu recently lost his entire family to Ebola, his pregnant wife, son, and daughter, and his despair is palpable. His face, strained with sorrow and grief, seems to be dramatically punctuated with soft lighting originating from somewhere below. This image, among others, was ultimately awarded a Pulitzer Prize in 2015. Re-examining this photo proves to be timely. Last week's news coverage revealed that the Democratic Republic of Congo is facing the worst Ebola outbreak in the country's history. More than 200 people have died from the disease since August, and almost 330 confirmed or probable cases have been reported. I'm your host, Megan Rumler, and as always, thank you for tuning in. This audio story was produced and audio engineered by myself, Megan Rumler. Sound effects are license-free and courtesy of BBC Sounds at bbcsfx.acropolis.org.uk. Music is courtesy of YouTube's free sound library and features Acrolet, The Dark Continent, and Anguish by Kevin MacLeod under a Creative Commons Attribution License.